Community Radio, KOZI, our community connection, brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Lake Chelan Properties, leading real estate firm in Central Washington, continues. Joining us, Superintendent Brad Wilson. Hi, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
How you doing?
Doing well. Last day of school today, so a lot of excitement out there.
Yeah, there is. There is. Okay, first, Lake Chelan Schools graduation was on Friday. Yes.
Friday. Chelan High School and Chelan School of Innovation and our digital account. You were Thursday night and preschool Thursday during the day.
Right.
And then 8th grade moving up was last night. So it's been a celebratory time.
Well, and it's that time of the year where the kids are looking forward to their accomplishments are what we're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, kind of some great celebrations, the summative work that has gone into, you know, in the case of our seniors, 13 years counting kindergarten for many of them in the Lake Chelan School District. And Dave, I was just reflecting back, you know, 5 years ago, I'd have kids pick up their diploma off a stool in the baseball field parking lot.
Did. Yeah.
You know, I remember my older son experienced that was a senior. My younger son, I drove him through the school parking lot so he could pick up his 8th grade moving up certificate, you know, through the window. So we don't take for granted the chance to come together and celebrate our kids as families and community all in the same place with a lot of joy. It's a special time, and it should be.
Yeah, down in Battle Mountain at Lander County, they decided they were going to have the kids in the cars parade, like kind of like what you do here.
Yeah, we still do that.
And so they decided they were going to go ahead and do that. And as you know, like you said there, it was during that COVID time, and people were going, boy, do we want to do this? Do we risk this? And the kids voted, and they said, yeah, we want to be there. We want to do that. And so as they were driving along, people would come out of their houses and wave.
Yeah.
And they went through more of the streets than normal.
But, yep.
You know, it's all about that sense of community and letting them know they will make a difference.
It is. I think that's really rewarding. I've heard a lot of great feedback how much people enjoy our commencement ceremonies because we are a small community. Mm-hmm. So you get, you know, some student speakers. You get to hear from, you know, some faculty, whereas, you know, in the bigger districts, and they don't have a choice. It's not bad, but they have to run 400 kids through and just basically welcome everybody, read their names, and that's it. So that, you know, small town community feel we really, really value, and having our kids and families and community experience that was great.
Like you said, last day of school today. Everybody up at the slide park?
They've done that kind of a lot of field trips to parks and slide waters and those things over the last week to wrap things up. So today's more of a checkout day, a final assembly for our elementary students and on their way with an early release. So.
Help the teacher clean their room.
Yep, get things
it,
like know, that.
Put it away. And
clean your locker out.
All those
take
things.
Take your name tag with you, some of those.
I think one of the things we need to remind folks is, now that means a lot of your students, our students, they're going to be out on the streets here.
Absolutely.
Be safe out there.
Yes, you know, a lot of bike riders, kids walking, so please do be alert. I know, you know, you won't see the flashing school zone signs, but there's lots of students moving around our community. And you know what? If you see our student out there serving you in a service position too, you know, give them some kind words. They really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, they're working hard to be valuable employees to our small businesses, and those are life skills they're learning out there. So I'm really proud of how many of our students, you know, by tomorrow, many cases, or many of them already have on the weekends, will be jumping into employment positions. There, people like to talk about kids these days. Well, I think kids these days can be pretty hard workers and pretty valuable employees. So
I know,
I appreciate it.
I know when I go up to the Lakeview, they see the truck pulling up. They go, all right, you want a kid's cone or did you place an order? But they're right there and they always have a smile. And like you said, good workers.
Absolutely.
Good workers. Yeah. All right. What do you got on your list
for
us?
Boy, big celebration announcement came our way. Morgan Owens Elementary teacher Madonna Carlton has been named Regional Teacher of the Year, which is quite an honor. I mean, 28 school districts, what have you, in the, you know, educational service district in our North Central Washington region, you know, some hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of teachers, if I did the math, and she was selected as the Teacher of the Year and will go on to represent our entire region at the state level, and she couldn't be more deserving. She teaches in what we call a life skills special education program. A lot of you know, big challenges there, a big team of paraprofessionals. She would say that, you know, do very, very important work and deserve just as much glory as her and doing some special things. I talked last time about the water safety and swimming work. So our, those kids grow and learn, and we're just so proud of that entire program, and especially of Madonna for being recognized for that very special award.
Well, and I know we talked about these words earlier, but it is making a difference in each one of those students' lives that she gets involved with.
It is. And, you know, we realize there's a, we have lofty academic achievement goals, social and emotional goals, and you want to hit that mark with everyone, but really it's about growth. It's about, are we doing better than where we were and moving on that continuum, you know, wherever a student starts. So, and that happens every day in her classroom, I guarantee it.
Chatting with Superintendent Brad Wilson of the Lake Chelan School District. Anything else about the Teacher of the Year?
No.
Okay.
Just,
look back, school year 2025.
Right.
How'd it go?
Oh, I think it was a great success. You know, we saw many great academic gains and social emotional gains. All of our students are finishing the year safe and healthy. That's, you know, something to reflect on and be celebrated. And just the continued teamwork is what I'm always really proud of. It's, you know, a team effort out there. Even yesterday we had our Chelan School of Innovation students over, you know, being the head water squirters basically Day. And
you
the
bet.
Kids laughing, you know, you got juniors and seniors interacting with second graders and
That's
having
so
a good
cool.
time together. So
That's
the
so cool.
that chance for students to influence each other as well, but all fostered, you know, through the great teamwork of our staff and seeing smiles on students' faces. You can't beat that.
Sure. And looking forward.
Looking forward, excited about next year. At our board meeting Monday night, our board unanimously did pass a resolution to place a bond measure on the November ballot. That's hopefully not coming as a huge surprise. It's more of a culmination of over 2 years of work and planning and study. So we'll be trying to be very effective communicators about information around about that, answering questions, hosting forums. And we like hosting forums. What I really love to do, Dave, is go out and meet with people and talk to community groups in their setting as well, whether that's even a few people at a house or had a chance to speak with lots of groups, speaking with the Republican women of the Lake Chelan Valley tomorrow. Last time I was on a Community Connection, had a voicemail from them by the time I got back. So if you're out there listening and you're like, boy, we'd like to hear more about this, just get a hold of me, 682-3515, or send an email to wilsonb@chelanschools.org, and we'll make sure we connect. But that bond measure will be to replace Morgan Owens Elementary School, which was built in 1948. Modify our wood shop and metal shop at the high school. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that the trades and preparing kids for those jobs are very, very important to us. Add an accessible weight room on the ground level. Right now, our weight room is only accessible by stairs, which limits students that could take those classes. And then upgrade Mountain Goat Field with the all-weather track that we've known that we've needed for years, and some seating and restrooms, locker rooms, some of those fundamental pieces. So that's a real quick snapshot, and you can go to our website, and there'll be a pop-up that'll take you there for a lot more info if you go to chelanschools.org.
And Superintendent Wilson, there's one thing that a lot of us don't get to hear. It's that silence of the school once that final bell goes and everybody leaves.
It is. You know, it gets a lot quieter, but then a lot of behind-the-scenes work begins. So I always give a shout-out to those. The minute the students are out of there, the deep cleaning begins, the painting begins, the projects begin, the upgrades, the you know, moving of classes, getting new teachers in, all those pieces. And it's really a race until that day when the staff comes back to get it all done. Just so proud of our maintenance and custodial team. And, you know, they have literally walls filled with pictures and plans of what we have to accomplish this summer, just ready to take charge the minute that building empties out of students and teachers.
My question was always, okay, when can I get back into my room and start setting it back up?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, we do have to have a little negotiation there because we need some time, and there's a lot that goes
on.
The floors,
you know, have to be done.
Yeah, waxing the floors, deep cleaning the carpets.
Yeah.
And we do try to, you know, even though, you know, we have some aging facilities, it's more the systems and the guts that struggle. You know, we work very hard to maintain what we have and keep it well taken care of. And that's why things like, you know, a 1948 school do last so long, is because that is important for us. And we want the kids to feel good about the learning spaces that they're in and see some fresh paint and feel good about their school.
Yeah. Superintendent Brad Wilson, always great to see you. Have a great final day.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate and go Goats.